by tumah. The lav she'enoi is shava bakul. There's a lav by tumah, and it's not shava bakul because only a kohanim are not allowed to be metama themselves. A Yisrael is allowed to be metamer himself. Like Rashi says, "Tiyan shava bakol, tiyan Yisrael musarim shelo liga, tiyachsiv emrel elo kahanim, kahanim musarim v'lo Yisrael." It's only a kohen that's not allowed to touch a mace, but a regular Yisrael is allowed to touch a mace. Now, so the isa tuma v'rei tuma, the lav shein shava bakol. So v'taima the kos of Rachmona b'nei Yaron v'lo b'nei Saron. Holav hochi habamina noshim chayavois. My time, has by the avera that a kohen is not allowed to be metamer himself to a mace. The pasuk says clearly bnei Aaron. So we darshan only the men have the avera, and not bnei Aaron. That the ladies of bnei Aaron, a bas kohen, is allowed to metamer to a mace. She's allowed to touch a mace. So we need a beferish pasuk. Without this beferish pasuk of bnei Aaron, I would have said that this avera applies to an isha also. So the question is my time, why? Here it's a lav shein shava bakol. So Khuri, you see, why would I think that the lav not to be metamal mesim applies to an isha? Because as hishvu akosiv isha liish, whenever there's navera for the ish, who adin there's navera for the isha, even though it's a lav shein shava bakol. So Khuri, we see this gzeira shava here, this hishvu akosiv applies even to lav of kohen also. So we're back to our first kasha. What do we need a new pasuk? Lo yichu, lo yichu. Two times that by kain legrushim. That the isha is bechlal the avera. Why not? You have the hushva kosev even by lav sheina shava bakrul. That applies to an isha also. Sumara says, like lav mishun of Yudam Arav, isn't it, why would I think that by tumah applies to an isha? Isn't it because of Rav Yudam Arav's din of isha isha, hushva kosev? Sumara says, no, like we were saying before. This hushva kosev only applies to a lav hashava bakrul. A lav that applies to everybody, to Yisrael and to a kohen. But a lav that only applies to a kohen is not included in this pasuk. Loi, the gamrina malo yikul. But the pshat is like this. From this pasuk of Isha Yisha Kiyasim Kol Chatoi Sodom, Hishra Kosiv, we only know lav in the Rashava Bakol. That's why we need a second pasuk of la yikul, even the lav Shein Rashava Bakol. But once we have the second pasuk of la yikul, now I would have thought by tumah, even though that a bas kohen should not be matamal ameis, is a lav shein neshava bakul, but still I would have thought she is nizer, because of la yikul, that even by lav and akuna apply to the isha also. That's why we need the beferish pasuk bnei aron v'loy bnei saron. No, even by tumah it only applies to the men and not to the ladies. And ikad the army, someone said like this. Kicha itzrach lei. I need the word kicha, like we're saying two times, la yikul. Because sakwa dardachamin, I would have thought, ligma mi tuma. I would have thought I can't learn it out from tuma. That by tuma I see what? That anisha is not nizer to metamal amesim. So I see that the yisura kuna only apply to the men and not to the ladies. So I would have thought tu adin the avera not to get married by an yisura kuna. L'mashul, that a kohen can't marry a grusha. I would have thought the avera is only upon the man and not upon the lady. She would not get malchus. Kamash malon, la yikul, that the avera goes to both of them. That if the isha, the grusha, does get married to a kohen, she also gets malchus. She's also doing the avera. Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Bret, Rav Yeshua. Ik loyi lehintzavu. They went to this place called Hintzavu. They went to. Liyasra the Ravidi Baravin. That was the place where Ravidi Baravin was. And Boyi Minayu, they asked him the Shailu also. They asked him the Shailu, is Huzaru Ksheras Lenosir Lipsulin Oiloi? Are the Ksheras a Baskoin, a Kosher a Baskoin? Does she have any Navera? Is anything wrong if she marries a Cholo? Is the Avera, is the Isha also Nisar not to get married to Psulin? Oh no. Only the men are nizah not to get married to psulim. But an isha is allowed to get married to a cholo. Omelu rav papa tenisu. The papa's now bring your proof. We learned like this. Asara yuchsin olo mi bovel. Gemara in Kedushin, that when Ezra came back into Eretz Yisrael, went up from bovel, 10 different type of people came up from bovel. To asara yuchsin olo mi bovel. Kahanim, there was a regular kohen, there were levim v'yisraelim. That's the first portion of three. Now chalolim, there were kahanim that were cholol. There were gerim, there were charurim. That means a shivcha or an eved that became freed. Umamzerim, they were Nesinim, that's the Gevoinim, they were Mizgayir, that there's a lav, Lois is Chatnim Bom, he can't marry them. Shtuki viasufi. Those are two types of kids, also it's a suffix, whether they're imams or not. Shtuki means whenever we talk about the parents, we say be quiet, we don't know. Viasufi means time, you picked up a kid in the street, kid was there, and you don't know who the parents are. It's a good suffix to say, maybe they're a mamzer. So Lochris, these are the 10 different types of yuchsin we have. So Lochris, Kahanim, Leviim, Yisraelim, Mutarim, Lovizeh, Bezeh. A Kohen is allowed to marry a Levi or Yisrael, the opposite way. They're allowed to intermarriage. Now, Leviim, Yisraelim, Chalolim, Gerim, Charurim, Mutarim, Lovizeh, Bezeh. A Levi and a Yisrael, they're allowed to marry a Cholul. A Cholul is only possible for a Kohen, but not for Levi or Yisrael, who are in Gerim. A Ger, only a Kohen is not allowed to marry a Ger. But a regular Yisrael or a Levi could marry a Ger. Who didn't Charurim and Evadah became freed, even a Kohen's not allowed to marry her, but a Yisrael or a Kohen or a Levi is allowed to marry her. What about Geri? If you have Gerim now, Charuri, a freed Evid, or Mamzeri, a Mamzer, Nesini, Shtukiv, Yasufi, Matarim, Love, Zebazer. They're also allowed to marry one into another. Now, the Avera for Mamzer is only, he can't marry into Kahal Hashem. He can't marry to someone that's called Kahal. And Gerim, this man the Yom holds, Gerim is not called Kal Hashem. Therefore, a Mamzer is allowed to marry a Ger. And the same thing for Charuri. A Neved that was freed, he was first a Neved Kanani, now he became freed, he has the same halacha like a Ger, that he's not called Kal Hashem. Therefore, a Mamzer is allowed to marry them. These are the halachas. Now, the Ivu, the Mishnah does not say, though, Kahanis L'Cholol. How come the Mishnah does not say that a Kahanis, a Bas Kohen, a Kosher, a Bas Kohen, that she's allowed to marry a Cholol? How come the Mishnah doesn't say it? Loiketoni, so Churat Sarai, not like a Yudam Rav, it's Mashma, she's also, that a Kahanis is also to marry a Cholol. Smor says no. Oh, Malay Rav Huna Bredu of Yeshua, Kolhei Chodahani Nasvi Mahani, Fahani Nasvi Mahani Ketoni. The Mishnah says cases both ways. That when the men are allowed to marry the ladies, and the ladies allowed to marry the men, then it says it. Like a Charori, a Gigeri, Mamzeri, Nesini, the men and the ladies, both ways it works, they're mutter back and forwards. Mashenken, Bayekoyen, Ki Ludi Lubo Lemintsev, Chalolo Asirulei, a Koyen for sure has the Yisurim. A Kosher, a Koyen, he's not allowed to marry a Chalolo. So therefore, like a Tony, therefore, it does not say the other way, even though the other way she's mutter. A bas koyin is allowed to marry a cholul, but the reason why the Mishnah didn't say that is because the opposite way doesn't apply. So the Mishnah only says cases that applies both ways for the men and for the ladies. So since a kosher or koyin is not allowed to marry a cholul, that's why the Mishnah there does not say that a bas koyin is allowed to marry a cholul. The more also the kind of the Rav Idi Baravin. Amalu, he said back to them, Dardekila, my children. Hoch Yom Rav Yudam Rav. This is what Yudam Rav said. Lo Yehuzaru Ksheiros Lenosel Psulim. Mashma, that's the halacha. That the Ksheiros, a Bas Koyin, there's no Aveira, she is allowed to marry a Cholol. There's no Aveira for Ksheiros to marry to Psulim. The Aveira is only upon a Koyin, a Kosher, a Koyin, he's not allowed to marry a Psula. But she is allowed to marry a Psul. And when she marries a cholul, there's no avera both on her and on the husband. Both ways, there's no avera. It's mutter. Right. Then the Mishnah said cases of shniyos medivrei seifrim. The Mishnah said chidushim that there could be a shniya means an isha that's also medirabonin, a nerva medirabonin like we had before in Abchof Chaval. If we had the moshi grandmother, for a man to marry his grandmother, it's only also medirabonin. Medirayse not allowed to marry your mother. She's a nerva. Your mother's mother is mutter midiraisa. The Rabbanon says she's a nerva, but the Rabbanon you can't. So the Mishnah said cases where she's a shniya, she's also to the husband, but she's mutter to the yavam, or the other way. She's also to the yavam, but she's mutter to the husband. It says, boy minei, bnei biri, v'rasheshes. Rasheshes, bnei biri means mukim. These people ask him a shiloh. He asks rasheshes like this. Shniya labal, v'loi shniya liyavam. What's going to be the case where the husband, the Isha, got married? An Isha got married, a man got married to his grandmother. So she's a Shniya Labal. She's a Midrabon, and she's also to her husband. But for Loi Shniya Liyavim, then when the brother dies, let's say, oh no, the grandmother wouldn't have it, but let's say other Arab is that she's not also to the Yavim. She's only also to her husband and not to the Yavim. So the Mishnah says that the Noshim that are Rosim, the Rabbanon Shniyah, the Rabbanon made a Knash, you don't have to give her Ksuba. The Rabbanon don't want you to give her Ksuba. They don't want you to get married to her in the first place. So Rabbanon made a Knash, if you get married to an Isha, that's Osset to you, but the Rabbanon, you should know when you give her a get, you don't have to give her Ksuba. So we have a question like this. What's going to be if she was a Shniyah to the Baal? To her first husband, she was Osset. So when the husband dies, he doesn't have to give her Ksuba. But for Loi Shni Liyavim, now the other brother that has to be Miyavim her, he's not Asa to her. So the Shadar is, Yesh Lo Ksuba Miyavim, Miyavim Oiloi. Does she get a Ksuba when the Yavim is Miyavim her now? Marries her, does she have a Ksuba from him or not? What's the Shaila? Kivin the Yom Amar, since we learned before, Ksuba Se Anichsei Baila Rishoin, whenever there's a Mitzvah Yibum, who has to give the Ksuba even for the second husband? The Nichsei Baal Harishon. That's the Mishnah we had before. The Ksuba is always our Nichsei Baal Harishon. From the Nechosim of a first husband, it has to be set aside some of that Nechosim to leave over to be for a Ksuba from the oven. So here's the Svara Lesla. So if that's the Svara, the Ksuba always goes from the first husband, and here the first husband was a Chayvit, was Osir, she was a Shniyatim, so there's no Ksuba. Even the Yavim does not have to give her a Ksuba. Aduma, maybe no. Kivim, we learned before, that the Ilu Lesla Merishim, in the case when the first husband died, he had no Nechasim at all, he had no money. So then we say, the Rabbanon is Tkinu La Rabbanon Misheni, the Rabbanon were Mesakin in such a case, that the Yavim, the second one that's being Miyabma now, he has to write up a Ksuba, he has to give her a Ksuba, maybe Isla. Maybe here also, then she deserves a Ksuba. That's the Shaila. In a case where she was also to her first husband. So her first husband had no din to give her a ksuba. Now when the first husband dies, the brother is miyabma. The brother is mutta to her. Does the brother have to write her up a ksuba or not? That's the shiloh. So Malu Rav Sheshet or Sheshet answered back to Nisru, we learned like this. Ksuba al nichse by larishin. The ksuba the first husband has to pay. It's from his nechosim that to set aside for her ksuba. Let's say she was also to her first husband. She was a shniya, that means an issa de rabbonin. She was an erva mid rabbonin to her first husband. It says clearly, afilu mi yavim ein lo. It says clearly, even the yavim does not have to give her ksuba. So we see clearly, it's parsha de shayla, that since there was a knas that the first husband did not have to give her ksuba, the rabbonin were not mesakin the ksuba when the yavim is miyabma. Even though usually when the Yavim is Miyabim her, if there's no Nechosim from the first husband, Rabbanu or Mesakin, the Yavim should give her Ksuba. But over here, the reason why there was no Ksuba is not because they didn't have Nechosim. It was because the first Kedusha was Biavera, therefore the Rabbanu were not Mesakin over here, that the Yavim has to give her Ksuba. So that's his pressure to Shiloh. Now the Gemara has a different question now. Mechlav, what's this Lashon? It says that Afilu Miyavim Ein, even from the Yavim she doesn't get. Michlal, the Iko, the Islam, the Yavim. Mashma, there are some cases that she does get a Ksuba from the Yavim. And we just learned not like that. We just learned that usually the Ksuba is always Menichsei, by Lo Rishon. So what's this Lashon of Yafilu Miyavim? So Gemara says like this, Chasurei Mechzer, something is missing here. Vochi Ketoni, this is the way you should learn. You should learn like this. Ksuba al nichsei by Larishan. True, usually the halacha is even after the first husband dies and they have no children and there's a brother and the brother marries her, the second kedushin, where does she get her ksuba from the nichsei by Larishan? It's only from the money left over from the first husband. The lesla Larishan, let's say the first husband didn't have any money, had no nechosim, and now the second brother is miyabim her, the halacha is tkinu la misheni. The Rabbanim made that the Konim with the Rabbanim that the second the Yavim has to give a Ksuba. What about the Moisa Shniya Labal? Then it says, Afilu mi Yavim ein lo. So that's what the Mishtasana means. But let's say in a case that the reason why she didn't get a Ksuba from the first one was because she was a Shniya. She was also to the first one. So in the case where she's a Shniya, the Rabbanim were not Misak and a Ksuba from the Yavim. But where is the case that the Yavim does have to give a Ksuba? The case is where she was mutter to her first husband, and the first husband died without any nechosim. He didn't leave over any nechosim. If he did not leave over any nechosim, then the Rabbanu will masakim with the Rabbanin, says the Yavim has to give her a Ksuba. For a new shalom now. Boi minei Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yechanan. Here's the shalom from Rabbi Yechanan. Almona l'koin godl. In case where a koin godl marries in an almona, doesn't have eira, nisa di raisa. Gerusha v'chalutz l'koin hedyut. A koin hedyut marries a gerusha, it's not eira midi raisa. Yesh lehen mizoynus, or yein lehen mizoynus. Does the husband have to feed her or not? Does he have to give her mizoynus or not? Does he have to pay for food or not? So Mar says, hey, chidomi, what's the case? Ilay modiyas v'tusei, if you say with a mamish living together, they're doing an avera right now, the koin married the gerusha, and the mamish living together in the same house. For the Gemara, the omod v'hoitze koi, the din is, they're supposed to get a get, you have to get rid of it, it's an avera, you can't stay married together. Mizoinis isla, is there any svara that the Rabbanan should say, you have to feed her? That the Rabbanan don't want you to feed her. The Rabbanan want you to get rid of her right now. So treat in a case where she's living with you, you do not have to feed her. But the Rabbanan, you're not mechuyev to feed her. Lo tzricha, where's my case, where's my shiloh? Sheola, chulam dinas hayom. In a case where the husband went out of town, went far away. V'lovso v'yochla. And she had to borrow money in order to stay alive to eat. She borrowed money from people to have food. So my, when the husband comes back now, does he have to pay the bills or not? Mizoini once swore is Tanai Ksubaninu. That the husband has to feed his wife, that's a Tanai in the Ksuba. Tanai Ksuba. So in these cases, Midiistla Ksuba, since she does get a Ksuba, like we'll soon see, when it's an Averi Midiraisa, like over here, by Nisidiraisa, then she does get a Ksuba. If a Kohen marries a Gerusha, later when he gives her a get, he has to give her a Ksuba. So maybe Yisla Mizoini, that's a Svar that here also, he should have to pay the bills, that's a Tanai Ksuba. Oiduma, maybe no. Ksuba de la mishka le meipak isla. Only a ksuba, when do you get a ksuba? Either when you get a get or when your husband dies. So ksuba is when she's going to be on her own. That's where a bonnet woman sack and she gets a ksuba over here. But mizoino, but that the husband should have to pay the bills, that's where a bonnet woman not masakin. Because dilma takav gabe. Because we should have to be afraid, maybe the Rabbanu will be afraid, and if the husband has to pay the bills, maybe she'll stay longer by him. She won't ask for a get. Like she likes it this way. So that's a svar to say that even though it's a Tanai Ksuba, the husband does not have to pay him a zaynis, period. Lesla. Omar Leis, he answered back, Lesla. Yechon answered back, Enechnami. The husband does not have to pay the bills, does not have to pay them a zaynis. Fred Gemara Ivo Tanya Yeshno, learned there's a case that no, the husband does have to pay them a zaynis. And Gemara Kitanya, he liacham isa. That's liacham isa. Rashi imes. If the husband died, the Kayin married a Gerusha. And before the Kohen gave her a get, he died. Like Yersha. Yesh lo mizoynus kol yimei amanusa. Kishar amona. Te mizoynus tanai ksuba b'achalek lemigza dilma tasak of gavei. In other words, when the Kohen dies, so now it's like a regular ksuba. A tanai ksuba is that when the husband dies, she's a boy, calls the man, she's an amona, she's allowed to eat, has mizoynus from the nechosim of the husband. Here also, when the Kohen died, she gets a ksuba. Therefore, pshita, she's allowed to eat the mizoynus also. That we say there's a knas, Rabbanan said not to pay a mizoynus, that's only calls the man the husband is alive. Because calls the man he's alive, we want to make it easy for him to get rid of her. So Mashenkin, once he died, then he's dead, there's no more avera anymore, so therefore about he has to pay you the Tanai Ksuba. And if the Yarmi Sam say Omalei, Tanya we learned Yeshla, Fred Gemara Hob Omad Voitzikoi, Tanya Ye, the Elo Tanya Yeshla, it says she does get, Kitani liacham isa, like some learner for kasha. Like he answered back, she does get. So he asked back, how could she get? You're supposed to give her a get rid of her. So how could the Rabbanan say you have to feed her? But there it says liacham isa. In the case where the Kayin died, now she's an amona, calls the man, she's an amona, she's allowed to eat from the nichsei habal. To Enechanami, calls the man, the husband is alive, that's a loch, he does not have to pay her mizaynus. Tell the Rabbanan, we'll not like this. Almona lukain godel. Grusha b'chalutz l'koyin hedyit. Yesh lo ksuba. She does get a ksuba, even though they did an aveira mediraisa, and they have to give her a get. When they give her a get, the husband has to give her a ksuba. Peiros mezoinus belois. They have to pay a peiros also, the fruits that he ate, and the mezoinus, and the belois, the ruined clothing that he used up, he has to pay it for. Vi psula, and she's posel. Because why? Because an amona lives with a koyin god, lives with amona, she becomes a chalala. Vlad apostle, the Vlad is also apostle, it's a cholol. And we forced them to give a get, like it's an avera, to stay married together.
What about Shnius Medivrei Seferim? Let's say in a case where a man married an Isha, he married his grandmother, she's only Yosem with the Rabbonin. In such a case, Ein Lo Ksuba. The Rabbonin made a knas that when you give her a get, you do not have to give her Ksuba. And Le Peris, Le Mezonis, Le Belois. You don't have to pay her for the fruits that you ate out of her Nichsim Lug, not for the Mezonis that she ate. You don't have to pay the bill for Le Belois. If she brought in clothing and you used it, even though you ruined the clothing, you do not have to pay her for the Belois. Vik Shera Uvlada Kosher. The Maisa, she's not a Chalola, because in the Midiraisa there's no Avera. There's no Avera in the Midiraisa. It's only in the Rabbonim. The Rabbonim did not pass her. Who are Din the Vlad is also Kosher. The Chayfa Noish Loitzi. But we forced her to tell to get a get. The Maisa in the Rabbonim, she's your grandmother. It's awesome in the Rabbonim to live with her. We forced you to give her a get. Omer Rav Shimon ben Aloza. What's the reason? How come in Amona to a Kohen Gadol doing an Avera Diraisa, there we say you do have to give her Ksuba when you give her get? Teretz says, Mifnei Shu Posel V'Psula. Because he's Posel and she's Posel, therefore the Rabbana said you have to give her Ksuba. The Chomokim Shu Posel V'Psula. Anytime he's Posel and she's Posel, is in the he's possible that's the lach with the rabbanon, he can't do an avera, he can't do the avoida. Kol zman the kohen is living with a grusha, he's not allowed to do the avoida. He's possible. V'ipsul and she's also possible. Therefore.